Hello, gang. This is the SAF Saffronia. Checking in again on this, My Rights Versus Your Rights. And as I was listening to the last two podcasts by Relentless and Benevolent Heretic, it just hit me that, you know, we're all a little bit edgy. We're all sitting on edge. We're all a little bit intolerant of each other now. And I think it's the problem stems from political correctness. I think because now it's just the end of the world if someone offends us. You know, if we get offended by something, it's like a personal attack. I mean, being offended, that's a natural state for human beings, because there's no way you're going to walk out of your house every day and interact with all these different people, with all these different experiences, and not come away offended every now and then. I mean, but now it's like, if you get offended, I think Mr. Whoopi was talking about, he said, they work me like a Hebrew slave, and the Jewish guy got offended, and, you know, it's like, everybody is so protective of themselves, but there's no shell out there that's going to keep you from being, oh, by God, you're offended, oh, wow, you know, it's not the end of the world if you get offended, and you're out here interacting with all these different people, you're going to get offended. And I think political correctness has brought us to a point where we feel like there is no way we should ever be offended. Everybody should be on their P's and Q's and know what's offensive, and you got to know when you're in the room with this person that you shouldn't say this, and when you're in the room with that person that there's no way that you should say that, you know, and maybe you shouldn't ever say it. But if it's your thought, if you're thinking it, you have a right to your personal thoughts, your personal jokes, your personal beliefs, and by God, if somebody gets offended, oh well, you know, there, you can't live your life like that, and you can't live your life either way. You can't live your life trying to hold in everything and please everybody. And you can't live your life always puffing your chest out and pouting because somebody said something that offended your sensibilities. I think we're intolerant people. I just think that's another side effect of all this political correctness. I believe that we needed some of it. But when you open the door to, okay, this group of people are offended by this, and this group of people are offended by that, when you open the door to that, that makes people believe that they should never be offended. And you're going to get offended. And that's just realistic. We're talking realistically here. We're all going to get offended probably every day. I can be in my car driving down the street and pull up behind a pickup that has a Confederate flag on it, and that is somewhat offensive to me. Not a major big deal. I'm not really tripping off of that, but that is offensive to me a little bit, and I'll be offended, you know. Maybe I'll think about, oh, why is he da 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 da, but that is his right. That is his truck. He can display whatever he wants on his truck. He can put naked ladies on the flaps. He can do whatever he wants. I mean, that's freedom, and with freedom comes this extra thing, this extra little side effect, which is you're going to be offended. It's not the end of the world that if someone doesn't believe the way you do. It's not the end of the world if someone says something that offends your sensibilities, offends your beliefs or your ideals, or is counter to your beliefs or your ideas. And I think if we were a little bit more tolerant of each other, then there probably wouldn't even be a need for political correctness. But I think our human nature is not going to keep us out of other people's bedrooms, out of other people's lives. We're always going to be wanting to dictate what other people believe, even though we shouldn't even care. We shouldn't be that nosy, but everybody is wondering what's going on across the street. You know, that's just the way it is. So as long as you don't try to push your belief systems off on anybody else, and you wake up every morning and know eventually, sometime today, you're going to be offended by something somebody said, and it's not the end of the world, I think we'll be all right. Okay, y'all, this is Saffronia. Peace.